In his inscription on this painting, Wang Hui wrote, Yu Cong Guang Ling Gui Qi Jia Jian Guan Tong Chi Fu Yun Luan Ben Hui Shen Qi Yu Mi Zhen Zu Dong Xin Hai Mu. Once in the home of a noble family in Guangling, I saw a small scroll by Guan Tong. In it, clouds and peaks raced together with the luxuriant and dense air. Truly, it pierced my heart and startled my eyes. In this magnificent landscape, Wang transformed his impressions of this 10th century master's monumental mountains into something entirely new. To the right, a massive rocky outcrop opens the painting, rolling toward us like a thundercloud. Two small figures on the bridge that comes next give the painting a sense of scale and drama. They are crossing fast-flowing rapids, fed by a broad, crashing waterfall. Further to the left, the mountains recede as we seem to float above the clouds, gazing out across a vast expanse of water. The painting reveals Wang's increasing interest in realistic description. Notice the dense richness of the brushstrokes, known as raindrop texturing marks, that describe the granitic cliff face, and the clouds' billowing outlines that render them almost solid. There's a sense of depth in areas like the waterfall, but these developments did not come from direct observation of nature. Rather, Wang looked for inspiration in the art of the old masters, and perhaps also in the poetry of those who describe their travels in the rugged wilderness that overlooks the Yellow River.